legislature has not been very favorable to the governor in the last, quite a few years here with the amount of money. When I first started in Iowa here 16 years ago, it was not uncommon to get 4% increase in student aid, and we've been lucky if we've gotten 2.5% in the last 5 years. It was down to 1% a few of those years. So it's very difficult to keep up with inflation, especially when inflation right now is anywhere from 6.5% to 8%. Our fuel costs are out the door, giving us 2.5%, not good, and then taking some of the pot of money and giving it to probably a lot of families that are a little bit richer if they can already afford to go to private schools, and giving them money to do so, and taking it away from public school students who typically, West Hancock, for example, is typically over a 40% free and reduced rate. So our poverty level is pretty high. So to take that money away from our students and put it somewhere else is kind of ridiculous if you ask me.